This is the reading for October 24th, Ezekiel chapter 31. It was in the 11th year of our captivity, in the third month, on the first day of the month. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, say to the king of Egypt and his people, No one is like you in your greatness. Assyria was once like a cedar tree in Lebanon with beautiful branches that shaded the forest. It was very tall, its top was among the clouds. Much water made the tree grow, the deep springs made it tall. Rivers flowed around the bottom of the tree and sent their streams to all other trees in the countryside. So the tree was taller than all the other trees in the countryside. Its limbs became long and big because of so much water. All the birds of the sky made their nests in the tree's limbs, and all the wild animals gave birth under its branches. All great nations lived in the tree's shade. So the tree was great and beautiful with its long branches, because its roots reached down to much water. The cedar trees in the garden of God were not as great as it was. The pine trees did not have such great limbs. The plane trees did not have such branches. No tree in the garden of God was as beautiful as this tree. I made it beautiful with many branches, and all the trees of Eden in the garden of God wanted to be like it. So this is what the Lord God says. The tree grew tall. Its top reached the clouds, and it became proud of its height. So I handed it over to a mighty ruler of the nations for him to punish it. Because it was evil, I got rid of it. The cruelest foreign nation cut it down and left it. The tree's branches fell on the mountains and in all the valleys, and its broken limbs were in all the ravines of the land. All the nations of the earth left the shade of that tree. The birds of the sky live on the fallen tree. The wild animals live among the tree's fallen branches. So the trees that grow by the water will not be proud to be tall. They will not put their tops among the clouds. None of the trees that are watered well will grow that tall, because they all are meant to die and go under the ground. They will be with people who have died and have gone down to the place of the dead. This is what the Lord God says. On the day when the tree went down to the place of the dead, I made the deep springs cry loudly. I covered them and held back their rivers, and the great waters stopped flowing. I dressed Lebanon in black to show her sadness about the great tree, and all the trees in the countryside were sad about it. I made the nation shake with fear at the sound of the tree falling when I brought it down to the place of the dead. I went to join those who have gone down to the grave. Then all the trees of Eden and the best trees of Lebanon, all the well-watered trees, were comforted in the place of the dead below the earth. These trees had also gone down with the great tree to the place of the dead. They joined those who were killed in war and those among the nations who had lived under the great tree's shade. So no tree in Eden is equal to you, Egypt, in greatness and honor, but you will go down to join the trees of Eden in the place below the earth. You will lie among unclean people with those who were killed in war. This is about the king of Egypt and all his people, says the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 32. It was the 12th year of our captivity in the 12th month, on the first day of the month. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, sing a funeral song about the king of Egypt. Say to him, You are like a young lion among the nations. You are like a crocodile in the seas. You splash around in your streams and stir up the waters with your feet, making the rivers muddy. This is what the Lord God says. I will spread my net over you, and I will use a large group of people to pull you up in my net. Then I will throw you on the land, dropping you onto the ground. I will let the birds of the sky rest on you, and all the animals of the earth eat you until they are full. I will scatter your flesh on the mountains and fill the valleys with what is left of you. I will drench the land with your flowing blood as far as the mountains, and the ravines will be full of your flesh. When I make you disappear, I will cover the sky and make the stars dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon will not shine. I will make all the shining lights in the sky become dark over you. I will bring darkness over your land, says the Lord God. I will cause many people to be afraid when I bring you as a captive into other nations, to lands you have not known. I will cause many people to be shocked about you. Their kings will tremble with fear because of you. When I swing my sword in front of them, they will shake every moment. On the day you fall, each king will be afraid for his own life. This is what the Lord God says. The sword of the king of Babylon will attack you. I will cause your people to fall by the swords of mighty soldiers, the most terrible in the world. They will destroy the pride in Egypt and all its people. I will also destroy all Egypt's cattle which live alongside much water. The foot of a human will not stir the water, and the hoofs of cattle will not muddy it any more. So I will let the Egyptians' water become clear. I will cause their rivers to run as smoothly as olive oil, says the Lord God. When I make the land of Egypt empty and take everything that is in the land, when I destroy all those who live in Egypt, then they will know that I am the Lord. This is the funeral song people will sing for Egypt. The women of the nations will sing it. They will sing a funeral song for Egypt and all its people, says the Lord God. It was in the 12th year of our captivity, on the 15th day of the month, the Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, cry for the people of Egypt. Bring down Egypt together with the women of the powerful nations. Bring them down to the place of the dead below the earth to join those who go to the place of the dead. Say to them, Are you more beautiful than others? Go lie down in death with those who are unclean. The Egyptians will fall among those killed in war. The sword is ready. The enemy will drag Egypt and all her people away. From the place of the dead, the leaders of the mighty ones will speak about the king of Egypt and the nations which help him. The unclean, those killed in war, have come down here and lie dead. Assyria and all its army lie dead there. The graves of their soldiers are all around. All were killed in war, and their graves were put in the deepest parts of the place of the dead. Assyria's army lies around its grave. When they lived on earth, they frightened people, but now all of them have been killed in war. The nation of Elam is there with all its army around its grave. All of them were killed in war. They had frightened people on earth and were unclean, so they went down to the lowest parts of the place of the dead. They must carry their shame with those who have gone down to the place of the dead. A bed has been made for Elam with all those killed in war. The graves of her soldiers are all around her. All Elam's people are unclean, killed in war. They frightened people when they lived on earth. But now they must carry their shame with those who have gone down to the place of the dead. Their graves are with the rest who were killed. Meshach and Tubal are there with the graves of all their soldiers around them. All of them are unclean and have been killed in war. They also frightened people when they lived on earth. But they are not buried with the other soldiers who were killed in battle long ago. Those who went with their weapons of war to the place of the dead. These soldiers had their swords laid under their heads and their shields on their bodies. These mighty soldiers used to frighten people when they lived on earth. You, king of Egypt, will be broken and lie among those who are unclean, who were killed in war. Edom is there also with its kings and all its leaders. They were mighty, but now they lie in death with those killed in war, with those who are unclean, with those who have gone down to the place of the dead. All the rulers of the north and all the Sidonians are there. Their strength frightened people, but they have gone down in shame with those who were killed. They were unclean, lying with those killed in war. They carry their shame with those who have gone down to the place of the dead. The king of Egypt and his army will see these who have been killed in war. Then he will be comforted for all his soldiers killed in war, says the Lord God. I made people afraid of the king of Egypt while he lived on earth, but he and all his people will lie among those who are unclean, who were killed in war, says the Lord God.
Chapter 3.
Since you were brought back to life with Christ, focus on the things that are above, where Christ holds the highest position. Keep your mind on things above, not on worldly things. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death whatever is worldly in you, your sexual sin, perversion, passion, lust, and greed, which is the same thing as worshiping wealth. It is because of these sins that God's anger comes on those who refuse to obey him. You used to live that kind of sinful life. Also get rid of your anger, high tempers, hatred, cursing, obscene language, and all similar sins. Don't lie to each other. You've gotten rid of the person you used to be in the life you used to live, and you've become a new person. This new person is continually renewed in knowledge to be like its creator. Where this happens, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, uncivilized person, slave, or free person. Instead, Christ is everything and in everything. As holy people whom God has chosen and loved, be sympathetic, kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Above all, be loving. This ties everything together perfectly. Also, let Christ's peace control you. God has called you into this peace by bringing you into one body. Be thankful. Let Christ's word with all its wisdom and richness live in you. Use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to teach and instruct yourselves about God's kindness. Sing to God in your hearts. Everything you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Wives, place yourselves under your husband's authority. This is appropriate behavior for the Lord's people. Husbands, love your wives and don't be harsh with them. Children, always obey your parents. This is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, don't make your children resentful or they will become discouraged. Slaves, always obey your earthly masters. Don't obey them only while you're being watched, as if you merely wanted to please people. Be sincere in your motives out of respect for your real master. Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly, as though you were working for your real master, not merely for humans. You know that your real master will give you an inheritance as your reward. It is Christ, your real master whom you are serving. The person who does wrong will be paid back for the wrong he has done. God does not play favorites.